Justin Flew back with you. It's week two of our high school locker room chats, joined by head coach Brooks Bard as we talk Holton football. The Wildcats dropped the season opener at Sabetha 28-16, and kind of a weird game, coach, when you look at it at the end of the night. You know, you won the turnover battle plus one. You ended up with more yards than Sabetha, but fell down early 14-0 and fell down even more to start the second half. And it just seemed like could never quite kind of playing catch up all night and couldn't quite ever kind of get things going your way consistently.
Well, I think Sabetha really came out and played fast and played hard, and I was really disappointed with the way our kids played the first quarter. And we got caught standing and looking around, and we didn't play aggressively, and gave them a chance to play through it, and we didn't do a very good job of that before we made some adjustments. But, you know, we kind of evened it out a little bit in the second quarter and had our chances there and made some mistakes, and then they opened the second half with a toss pass, and which happens, and then we have a 20-yard run where we fumble and set them up for position again. And then I thought, you know, we kind of got our feet under us and really was pretty happy with the way we executed on both sides of the ball the second half. A couple times we didn't get lined up right, and that really hurt us, but when we were lined up right and in position, I thought we played pretty good football the second half.
Seemed like a couple holding calls kind of derailed some drives as well. In fact, I think it pulled one touchdown off the board as well, but I guess it's week one. You just hope to be able to limit some of those mistakes that you know, can hurt drives, obviously.
Yeah, you know, we get a long run called back when, you know, it's always debatable what those things look like in the free blocking zone, but and then we get a hold on the edge for a touchdown. And you know, there was a point in the third quarter where you felt like we were right back in the game when that happened, and that kind of took that opportunity away from us.
One of the keys in the second half was you were able to get the quarterback going a little bit. Alec Frazier ended up with 70 yards, most of those in the second half. Were you excited to see him get in space a little bit and feel like that'll be a key to help opening up and diversifying your offense?
Yeah, we ran him on the perimeter and got, you know, they really did a good job against us between the tackles and the tight ends. And we got him on the perimeter, and that kind of loosened everything else up for us. And, you know, it probably goes back to the beginning of the game. We get a couple first downs on the first drive, and maybe we do that early in the game and everything is different. But we've just got to start games better, and those things are going to happen for us.
I think the biggest takeaway I had defensively was that, you know, you mentioned the halfback pass, but really otherwise didn't give up a ton of big games, especially after settling down early on. How did your defense grade out, and what things did you see from your defense through the night?
Well, our defensive interior didn't grade out very well, and I thought on the edge and in the secondary our guys played pretty well, and you know, that's something we're going to improve on. Those guys didn't come into the season in very good shape, and I think we kind of played like we were out of shape. And I think here 4 or 5 weeks down the road, as they get there, and if we stay healthy, I think it's going to be a strength for us.
One final thought, I guess, jumping back to the offense. It was pretty balanced. You mentioned Alec, but Kill had over 60 yards, Andrew Shoup over 80. You had Gale and Corbin Wilson, and a couple of those guys didn't get as many carries as you'd probably hoped, but it looks like there's definitely potential to be pretty balanced again in the backfield.
Well, we feel like this year with a little more size up front, and, you know, we've got a lot of big, strong backs, I think we can look more like a Holton offense. And, you know, we'll be predictable in that we run the ball, but where we run the ball will be less predictable because I think we do have balance there.
Holton gets two home games in the Big East now as they host Riley County this week, too. We'll talk about it with Coach Barta after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta. Holton football gets their home opener against Riley County. Like Sabetha, coach, this was a one-point loss a season ago, so I know a game that you'd love to get back, and certainly a game you'd love to get on track and build some confidence with. How's the practices been after game one and preparing now for the Falcons?
Well, after last week, they've been physical, and I think our kids have embraced that, and they're going to play better and get off the ball better. And if we have anybody left and we have anything left, I think we'll play well Friday.
Speaking of one-point games, Riley County lost to Jeff West last week by a point, so I'm sure they're kind of hungry as well. What do you see from this Riley County team coming to your place Friday?
Well, they're really balanced on offense, and we're going to have to take away the interior run. They do a nice job with their interior run, and then they have a lot of big play potential in their passing game and a strong arm at quarterback, so, you know, we're going to have to play with great leverage and play aggressively on defense. And then, you know, as you watch our film last year, it seems like another one of those games where I think we had 3 touchdowns called back during the game, and we just can't have that happen again this year.
Has the team responded pretty good? You've talked about the physicality of practices, and I know the JV beat Sabetha on Monday, but how has the team, I guess, responded, and how do you feel like things are going this week?
Well, I think they understand. We were real clear with them where we need to be and where we're at, and they've gone out with a great attitude, and they're going to be beat up and tired this week, but I think they're going to play better as a result of the things that we've done in practice.
I know you've got a good group of leaders, and we hopefully can have a big crowd. I know you'd love to see home field advantage. You know, definitely means something with a couple big games, and I feel like you kind of have a team, especially some of those seniors. I mean, it's a kind of a group that plays off energy. It seems like they play better if they can get a little confidence, some big plays, some momentum on their side, and sometimes the crowd can have a big part of that.
We certainly would like to have a big crowd, and we'd like our student body to be involved, and it's going to be a beautiful night. It's a great night for our community to come out, and these are a great group of kids. They're fun to watch. They like each other, and they're going to continue to get better, but we hope we can see a nice crowd, and I think you're right with these guys. When they get momentum, they've got a chance to be really good. We just have to find that.
Hope to see everyone out Friday night, week two against Riley County. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck taking on the Falcons Friday.
All right, thank you.
Coach Brooks Parda on our Holton Locker Room Chats each week, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, by Medical Pharmacy, and by Community Healthcare System, the clinic on Highway K-16.